This is St. Louis Public Radio. After St. Louis's slow-motion breakup with the NFL, the city is flirting with a new professional sport, Major League Soccer. Backers of two April 4th ballot initiatives giving taxpayer dollars for a proposed stadium say soccer can be a cultural asset. Detractors contend St. Louis has bigger problems than subsidizing sports. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum breaks down the high-stakes ballot issues.
The Amsterdam Tavern's outdoor patio was packed on a February morning. It wasn't a beer special or Premier League game bringing out the soccer faithful, but rather a question and answer session with U.S. men's national team coach Bruce Arena. Justin Hager had more on his mind than whether U.S. soccer superstar Clint Dempsey will return in time for the World Cup. With St. Louis competing with 11 other cities for a Major League Soccer expansion franchise, Hager is thinking about getting his neighbors to vote for two ballot measures that would give his city a fighting chance at a team.
This ownership group is committed to St. Louis. They have no plans to ever try to relocate this team. This is about building something that's going to embody this city and our past and our future.
SCSTL, the ownership group Hager just referenced, is asking for about $60 million in public money to help build a stadium close to Union Station. Here's how it would work. Propositions 1 and 2 work in tandem. Proposition 1 would impose a half-cent sales tax hike going toward things like light rail expansion and public safety programs. If it passes, that would increase the use tax that businesses pay on out-of-state purchases. Proposition 2 would direct that use tax increase toward the soccer stadium. SCSTL's Paul Edgerly says there are practical and philosophical reasons that city taxpayer dollars should go toward the stadium.
So we're not trying to make great money, but you got to have something that actually economically works. I also think we think it's important that the community who's going to get some benefit wants to be part of this. If the community really doesn't feel like it's the right priority for the community, I think that probably says something as well.
Some St. Louis residents say soccer isn't a priority for them. For instance, St. Louis Treasurer Tashara Jones doesn't believe that city taxpayers should bear the cost alone.
The moment when I say, yes, we should put public money in is when we have all of the counties of the region at the table, and we don't.
Glenn Burley is with the Metropolitan St. Louis Equal Housing and Opportunity Council. He said during a recent Board of Aldermen committee hearing that the city's use tax goes toward affordable housing and public safety programs. Burley says city residents would be choosing sports over vital social services if they approved the propositions.
If you talk to people about why they're leaving the city, I never heard somebody say because we do not have a MLS team. I've heard lots of people say because we don't have enough police officers. I've heard lots of people say because there's not enough jobs.
Alderman Terry Kennedy represents St. Louis's 18th Ward, which has struggled with crime and disinvestment. He doesn't expect his constituents to get excited about a soccer stadium if it doesn't have a tangible impact on their everyday life.
It is difficult for me as an alderman from an area that is filled with poverty and disenfranchisement to become excited about projects that are really based upon the profit motivations of people with money.
Stadium backers like SCSTL's Jim Cavanaugh point to an extensive community benefits agreement, which would invest in minority hiring programs and youth soccer initiatives. He says that's not the only type of value a soccer team would deliver.
We're going to build a stadium next to Union Station. It really bolsters up the overall ecosystem for St. Louis. And with the attraction that MLS soccer and just soccer in general has relative to the millennials, we think this is a good thing for the city.
SCSTL isn't taking any chances. The group is pumping hundreds of thousands of dollars into a campaign committee, which has purchased billboard advertisements close to major highways. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.